I'm glad he got out of the grave. Amen. Buddha's still in there. Muhammad's still in there. Confucius still confused. He's still in there. But honey, I'm glad on the third day they looked and the Lord wasn't there. They said, I don't know why you're troubled. He's just doing what he said he'd do. Can I tell you, we got a God tonight that does exactly what he said he'd do. Matter of fact, in Matthew chapter number 24 this evening, verse number 32, the Bible says, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that the summer is nigh. So likewise, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. He said, you may take them out of the courthouse, neighbor. You may take them out of the textbooks down yonder in the Bowden High School. But he said, this word's going to stand forever. Can I tell you, it's going to stand when the world's a-burning. You can live your life on it. You can fix your house on it. I'm glad his word is forever. He said, but that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, knew not till the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the meal, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doeth come. But know this, if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not have suffered his house to be broken up. Thank you for standing tonight, honoring the reading of the Word of God. If you turn in your Bibles, the book of Acts, real quickly this evening, the book of Acts, chapter number 16. As I was coming down the stairway, the Lord laid this thought upon my heart. And I sure am glad that we are living in a good time. To a lot of folks, we're living in a bad time. But I can tell you, it is a late time. Amen. It is the midnight hour. And back yonder in yesteryears, America seen a great revival. We seen times when the churches was filled. We seen when people had respect for the house of God, the things of God, and the men of God. We've lived in a time when those men of God have blazed a pathway and a trail all through this country. There's been days gone by when the Methodist preachers, the Church of God preachers, the Baptist preachers had the fireball of God. They was blazing a trail for sinners through this country. Thank God for men that's preached the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here we find in our Bible where we are tonight in a midnight hour. He said in Acts 16 and 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, I like that word there, that'll mess up all your church services. Amen. Some of you need to get at a church where suddenly comes on and messes up your little programs. Amen. The average preacher tonight wouldn't know what in the world happened if suddenly come in and rearrange their little outline. Rearrange their two songs and a prayer and then go eat their chicken. Amen. I love it when suddenly come. He said on the day of Pentecost, he said the wind got to blowing and the fire got to burning. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Ain't you glad God's in the sudden business tonight? I'm glad I can go to a place in a time when I was minding my own business and suddenly God come by and arrested me by his amazing grace. Aren't you glad we got a God that'll slip up on you tonight? Boy, at the midnight hour, we're living in this midnight hour. Here, Paul and Silas, they found themselves singing and praying in the midnight hour. The Bible said, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, would have killed himself, supposing the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, sprang in, came trembling, fell down before Paul and Silas, brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." They spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in the house. He took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. Father, we love you tonight and we thank you for the Lord Jesus. Pray now you'd let preaching be easy. Pray you'd touch, loose my voice. You'd help me in body. You'd touch me in spirit. I pray there'd be one here lost tonight. You'd touch them. You'd deal with them the way you have us. Help us now. We'll be grateful in Christ's name. Amen. I will preach just a little while tonight on the midnight hour. On the midnight hour. We are in the latter days of life. There's no doubt the Lord is coming back. A lot of people, they say, "Well, preacher, that's just a fairy tale." No, it's not in the Reader's Digest. Amen. It's not in the Sears and Roebuck, but it is in a King James Bible. For he said in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse number 16, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ in the graveyard shall rise first. Then we which are alive, spiritually alive by the Spirit of God and remain or physically living, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Amen. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I'm glad, Brother Gerald, I got some words that comfort my heart tonight. In this midnight hour, we see things on the rampage. We see sin going around America like sin has never happened. People living together shacked up like they know nothing about God. We see the homosexual crowd taking our young people. Amen. We see things going on in our churches. We see things going on in our schoolhouses like we've never seen. And friend, let me tell you, your wood is too wet if you don't think the Lord is soon to come. You're not going to shake your fist in the face of God because there's a payday coming someday. The wrath of God is on America. It's coming greater than it's ever come. We'll not turn our back on a God that's loved us, that's planted our forefathers in this nation. Give us a Bible to blaze a trail for sinners. Give us churches to open all across America. We will not shake our fists in the face of God and get away with it. We've killed some 55 million babies and called it sanctity, said it's all right. God said it's murder. He said it's sin. He said it ain't right. Amen. We got politicians today say same-sex marriage is all right. I come to tell you it's out of hell tonight. God made Adam and Eve. He never made Adam and Steve. God meant for a man and a woman to marry one another, to have a house that was holy and separated before God. I don't care what you believe. I don't care what you've heard. This Bible's going to stand when the world is a-burning. And it is the midnight hour tonight. If it's ever been a time, friend, that we better be checking into glory. We better realize we're going to meet God just the way that eternity finds us tonight. This is the dressing room for eternity. Number one, I'm glad there are some troops at midnight. Paul and Silas, they went in the town and they got in trouble. They said, "These are the men that's turned our town upside down." Now, they didn't turn it upside down by playing bingo, by playing checkers, and playing rook. They turned it upside down because they was out preaching the devil out of people. You say, "Well, preacher, that ain't my problem." Well, a lot of my problem is devil trouble, amen. I don't know about you, but I got devil trouble. And Paul and Silas come over there to a woman that was a seller of perfume. They won her to the Lord Jesus and she got baptized. Went over there to a little fortune teller girl. And if you think God's into fortune telling, you crazy. I know my future. I ain't got to go to a woman, give me a card, tell me my future. Somebody say amen, brother. I got my future in the Bible. It's a finished deal, amen. I know I'm where I'm going. And so he went by a fortune teller, cast the devil out of her, and they got mad because the hope of their gains was all gone. Ain't you glad there's still some boys at midnight that'll carry the gospel and tell people just how it is? The average preacher is too afraid he's going to offend somebody. And their building goes to getting too big and too pretty. Everybody's afraid they're going to run somebody off and not pay the power bill. Honey, let me go and tell you something tonight. Hey, we got to pull candles out of the dresser and cut the power. We'll light a candle. Amen. We'll read the Word of God and we'll worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. The world ain't running heaven. Heaven's running the world. And so thank God they some troops at midnight. They went through the town. They said, oh, these are the men that turn our town upside down. Now, I doubt if they'd be voted in as mayor, and I doubt if they'd be voted in as governor. But can I tell you a real preacher tonight? If he was voted president of America, he'd have to take a seat down from being a preacher to be the president. I'd rather be a preacher than anything I know tonight. I'd rather be a Christian than anything. Somebody said, well, I can't be a Christian because all my funds go. Oh, it's real fun waking up not knowing how you got there, ain't it? It's real fun out there hunting somebody to turn you up sound, man. It's real fun out trying to hunt somebody to sell you another fix, ain't it? That's real. You know what real fun is? It's letting little old young'uns come up and accept the Lord Jesus and baptize them in Chile, Jordan. You know what real fun is? Getting you a Bible and getting your nose in it. Getting your heart right with God. Getting in the church house and enjoy being saved. Amen. Thank God you can't have fun at midnight. Somebody said you one of them square-legged Christians. Thank God I'm glad you know who I am tonight. I'll tell you one thing, honey. I know I've done a lot back yonder, but I'll remind you, it's back yonder. It ain't in front of. Thank God my sins is gone. I've not always been perfect, but I've met a perfect God. And I'm glad they still some boys, some troops around, knowing what God's called them to, and ain't laid their gun down. They've swapped their Bibles because their congregation said that they don't understand the King James Bible. What's so hard about thou shalt not? I mean, that's just old country preaching to me. I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box, but I know what thou shalt not means. My mama would pick me up off the back porch and slide me across the floor. Then daddy'd pick me up and it wasn't no taking time out for Nintendo. He'd take time out. He believed in stars and stripes. Amen. Hey, he'd put on the stripes and I'd see the stars. Somebody say amen. Some of y'all trying to raise young'uns just taking the time out that ain't doing nothing for. But I'm glad for some men that'll stand up at midnight. You look up here at these babies. Bowden High School ain't standing up far much. And Central ain't standing up far much. And now we got, turn me up some more. This pollen's about got me and the devil's about got me. But I'm glad Jesus has got all of me. I'm going to tell you tonight, friend, our young people's in a lot of trouble. But I thank God they still some men running around at midnight standing up for what's right and doing what God called you to do. The best you'll ever be is what God called you to be. We ain't got nobody to impress. We just need to be ourselves. Some of you say, well, I wouldn't go to church here for nothing. Well, that's fine. The door ain't locked. Amen. I'm just telling you, honey, I'm glad for some troops that stay true to God in the midnight hour. And when you preach, everybody ain't going to buy you lunch at the Piggly Wiggly Cafe. God ain't called us to be politicians. He's called us to be preachers to get your hind out of hell. little soft soap preaching, little sprinkling going on and doing good. You better run to the God of glory. Just cause somebody baptized you don't mean you doing nothing. You better know you've hit the rock. You better know that the God of glory has saved you from all your sin. Just cause you've joined a little church and said a prayer, that don't mean you're going to heaven, neighbor. Thank God for troops at midnight. Boy, I love them. And now Paul and Silas was together. Well, the men in town got mad cause the hope of their gains was gone. They had these little fortune teller girls making money off of them. Paul and Silas went by and cast the devil out of her. And you know what she done? She followed Paul and Silas to church. I found out when people get saved, they go to church. I said that at a funeral one time. Somebody got mad at me. I'm just saying what the Bible said. Saved people go to church. We got so many cop-out. Well, somebody hurt my feelings and you know they've been backslid 20 years. No, they just never got saved by the grace of God. Thank God for some troops at midnight. And so then you'll notice when the hopes of their gains was gone, the politicians said, "Now listen, these boys costing us a little money. That's what's wrong with our government now. They quit standing for right because they're afraid it's going to cost them a little something." And let me tell you, if you're going to stand for this Jesus and this Bible and go to this heaven I'm preaching to you about, it's going to cost you something too. People's going to talk about you, but you let them talk, honey. You just be sure your name's written down yonder in glory. Can I get a witness tonight? Boy, they were some troops at midnight. And then you'll notice they come by and they cast them in the inner prison. They said, "Now just to lock them boys up ain't going to be enough. I want you to put them in the bottom up. We don't want nobody to hear." And you know what they did? I don't know if that's Baptist or not. They'd been a whining all night. You know what they did? They prayed and they sang praises unto God. Ain't you glad there's a tune at midnight? What kind of tune are you singing? Hey, let me tell you, God ain't about no song about His tractors being sexy. Ain't you glad there's some amazing graces at midnight? I like what Brother Adam said the other morning. Some of you hooked on that country stuff. If you'd play that country music backwards, you'd get your wife back. You'd get your tears back. Thank God for spiritual song. Old times, what happened? Old times singing in the midnight hour. I'm glad I got the right kind of song in my heart. You say, "You're the meanest preacher I..." No, honey, I'm just glad my sins is gone. I got somebody to sing to and somebody to sing about tonight. They joined in and sang. You know, ain't it a blessing to have a song at midnight? Boy, I'm glad I got a song that lives in my heart. A lot of times we walk through the valley. Brother Larry, God will give us a song. So when we get on the mountain, we can sing it. Amen. But boy, they had a tune at midnight. I want to sing the right kind of song. I want to tell you this, that Jesus loves you. I want to tell you that Jesus saved. I want to say the average Baptist church, they done got their doors narrowed down so low that sinners can't get in here. I'm glad they sinners in here tonight. What do you mean? They said they sinners here and here and here and here. Amen. It ain't no biggins and it ain't no littlins. And we all stand even yonder at Calvary. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, I've done too much. Y'all's church wouldn't like us. I just wish you'd try it about 3 Sundays. Amen. I wish you'd just try it a few services." You say, "Well, this is foreign to me and I ain't got no heritage." Well, I'd start in tonight and start getting me a heritage to leave to somebody else. Tune at midnight. Boy, I'm glad it's a better song to see than ZZ Top. Leonard Skinner. What happened to all that crowd we used to listen to on 8-track tapes? Now they done faded out and they done got old and crappy looking. But honey, let me tell you, amazing grace that saved a wretch like me is still real in my heart tonight. Nothing but the blood. Thank God them old songs have stood the test of time. I'm glad there's still a tune going on in the midnight hour. A lot of churches say, well, we don't want that old kind of singing. Well, God loves that singing. What's wrong with you is you love singing and God loves singing. It's a big difference in a whipping and a whooping. I'm glad I can go to church where we have old time singing and I don't apologize about it. And thank God in my midnight hour, I got a song in my heart that I can sing and say, I love you, Lord. Thank you, God, for what you've done for me. And I bless you real good for it. Whoop, whoop, hallelujah. I'm glad I got two babies in the church, grandbabies that can hear us sing in the midnight hour. Amen. Most of this Christian rock junk's coming to churches, beating and a banging, don't even know what they singing, who they singing about. You little contemporary outfit, you need to get you a red back hymnal and sing by the glory of God. Get the power of God on you, and it'll help you in your midnight hour. Little happy, clappy crowd. Wow, a good sermon to blow you off the map. Amen. Thank God we got a tune at midnight. Boy, they were singing praises unto their God. And then notice what happened. The jailer got arrested. They was put in a prison and the jailer was to keep charge. And all of a sudden when they went to singing, there was a trembling going on. That's what we need. We need us a good trembling and a shaking at midnight. These people living a life and they're not aggravated about their lifestyle. They think that, man, eternity is not forever. You ever thought about how long eternity is? Eternity is too long to be wrong tonight. Certainly we see this trembling. He came in trembling and fell down. I love what Paul said. He said, don't worry about it. Like Brother Dave said when the lights went out a while ago. Don't worry about it. We'll fix it. Came in trembling. Boy, I can remember when the Lord began to deal with my heart. It's just like, friend, wasn't nobody but me and God locked up together. He come down to where I was and dealt with me about my sin, and I was a trembling. I'm glad there's still some trembling and shaking at midnight. You say, preacher, how come these folks got baptized? Because God come by and troubled their hearts and showed them they was a sinner. You better thank God for the day that He come by in your midnight hour, in your prison, and awakened you of your condition. He sprang in a trembling. Boy, I'll never forget when God began to deal with me. Some of you have heard of Brother Elmer Cason, Brother Monroe Wiggins. They were my heroes. Brother Dodano stepped out and met God Friday morning, one of my heroes. Old men of faith that held the book in the fire of God. Loved preaching and singing in an old time church. I remember that old man of God come to my house on Saturday. I was sitting there and I was rolling up the stuff that I'm ashamed of tonight. Boy, I would light it up and I'd leave my troubles a little while. But honey, when that high come down, there was all of my troubles. I remember the old man of God come to my house that Saturday. I looked out and I said, oh no, there's that old preacher. I was rolling me up one. I raised up my couch cushion, throw that weed on the cushion. God is my witness. That old man of God come in, sat right down on top of my devil. What are you talking about, preacher? He told me about the sweetest name I've ever known, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, boy, have you ever been saved? I knowed I was lost and undone and going to hell. I'm glad God come by and broke in on my midnight hour and made me tremble and realize I was lost without Jesus. Woo! That next Sunday morning, honey, I got saved. The weed left, the liquor left, all the dirty talk left. You say, have you always done right? No, but I've always wanted to since I got saved. Thank God for trembling at midnight. Then notice what they done. He is so troubled, he run to Paul. Silas, he said, what must I do to be saved? Thank God for truth at midnight. You know what he said? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's a wonderful word, saved. Don't let that bother you. I grew up where I'd never heard that word saved. But now you're looking at it. Means I got rescued. Means a man on a cross died and took my place. I could do nothing, but he did everything. I'm glad we're saved by grace through faith. I'm glad he's given every man a measure of faith. If you die and go to hell in your sins, you'll go as an intruder. He said he created hell for the devil and his angels. He never created hell for you or me. The truth. Ain't you glad they some men still know the truth at midnight? I know some that say, well, ride a bicycle and hand all these tracts out. I know some that say, join our church and be baptized. I know some that say, well, read your Bible and give your tithes. But I'm glad I know that what these boys said was true, because that's what I done, Brother Adam. He said, what must I do to be saved? Ain't you glad somebody knows? Aren't you glad when you get concerned about where you're going, somebody knows how to help you out of where you are? He said, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. These little old young'uns come to our altar sometime. I've seen them. I've seen preachers hoodwink them and trick them. I've seen them and young come. I say, son or hon, what are you doing here? They say, well, I'm praying for mama. The average man today would try to trick them into saying something. But when you can say, son, what's your problem? You say, preacher, I'm going to hell and I want to be saved. Then all you got to do is point them to the Lord Jesus. Can I say, honey, they still truth at midnight. This Bible is true. This Bible's going to stand when this world is a burning. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Every road don't lead to heaven. If you took up a national poll tonight in America, it's amazing how much religion America has but know nothing about Jesus. Muslims are not our brothers. They're not our sisters. Hey, hey, he said, if you're going to heaven, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by him. You better believe there's one way to the gate. If you bypass the Lamb of God, hell be your home. You better bow. You better beg. You better call on a God that can save you out of your sin. He said he'd no wise turn you out. I'm glad there is a God. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, it still works tonight. You say, how you know it works? You're looking at what's took place. Thank God it still works at midnight. I'm glad we got truth. Truth to live by. Truth to live by. Truth to look by. Those saints of God left out of here. They left out of here singing. They left out of here believing. They've opened their eyes in a wonderful place. You say, well, preacher, what's the last of the message? Not only is there troops at midnight. Oh, not only is there a trembling at midnight. Not only is there truth at midnight, but I'm glad there is a turning at midnight. When he believed on the Lord, the people that he wronged, he tried to make it right. He washed their stripes. And there is a telling at midnight. He went home. He told mom and the young'uns what happened to him. And all them got saved and baptized. It is a household salvation. You say, preacher, you believe that? I believe with all my heart. You look sitting around here tonight. Look how God works. One of the best friends in my life got saved. His wife got saved. His daughter got saved. His son-in-law got saved. His grandbaby got saved. Don't tell me it don't work. My wife got saved. I got saved. My babies got saved. One glorious day, little old Olivia Parker's gonna walk up the aisle and get saved. Hey, Brother Tim got saved. Miss Deanne got saved. Then Jimmy got saved. Thank God, then the baby girl got saved. It still works, folks. Where are you in this midnight hour? You know why a lot of people don't come to church? Because they think they're not welcome. And I'm going to tell you, I don't like church neither. I love where people are gathered and go to church. I don't like religion. I don't like walking in, people looking down at me thinking they're on a limb above me. You look around at this crowd tonight. You look at what they driving, friend. I'm telling you what, they some folks here been in some low places, but ain't you glad God can reach down in the lowest place? Matter of fact, one day He reached down and He made man out of the dust of the ground. That lets me know He can reach to wherever one of us are tonight. Miss Julie, I want you to come. I want you to sing me a song tonight. Maybe you're here in this midnight hour. You need some help in your life. Boy, I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven that can help you this evening. I remember that I was hooked on things and couldn't get rid of that. Boy, I sure am glad God come in my midnight hour and rescued me. Some of you, things are going on in this midnight hour and you need help. You know what I'd do? I'd fall around this altar and I'd call upon a God that can help me tonight. And sinner friend, you listen to me. I don't care what you've ever heard. Jesus can save you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how long you've done it. The Lord Jesus Christ can save you tonight. But you'll have to trust Him individually. He saves people individually. Boy, can you imagine that jailer got arrested? Went home, told his wife. He said, I got arrested tonight. She said, you got arrested? He said, yeah, the Holy Spirit come by. Arrested my heart. And He saved me. And I need some rags and soap. They some boys I've done wrong. I need to go clean them up. And by the way, He's made something different out of me. Would y'all believe on Him? Would y'all accept Him? Said He saved me. I know He'll save you. Maybe she bowed right there and said, you know, I've just been waiting for you to get saved. I want to accept your Jesus. I believe them little old young'uns come by and said, Daddy, Mama, what's going on? Jesus saved us. And I believe they got saved. And boy, Paul was locked up in his midnight hour, and we'll never know why we're in some dark places. Somebody was listening to what he was singing. Christians, I know it's hard. I know it's dark. But don't give up. Lift your voice unto the Lord. Because the Bible says the prisoners heard them. They said they're doing things that prisoners have never done. They're singing about Jesus. The most wonderful name. Can I tell you tonight before I leave? Because I know I'll never get to see some of you. Jesus loves you. He died for you. He died in your place. You don't have to be perfect to get saved. And none of us would ever be saved. Jesus saves us the way He finds us. But He don't leave us that way. He gives us a new spirit and a new heart. I encourage you to come to Christ tonight. Young people, some of you in this midnight hour, I know they're making fun of you because you're a Christian. Just keep on singing. Just keep on testifying and glorifying your Lord. Keep on doing right and living right. Your young folks is watching you. Mom and daddies, I know it's hard. I know economy's down. I know jobs are tough. I know child raising is tough. But listen, just stay with the stuff. Just keep magnifying our Lord. Somebody's listening. Somebody's listening. Tonight, as my sister sings, whatever you need around the house, this altar is over. Won't you come tonight? It's later than you think. If you're here and you've never been saved, you come bow and ask Jesus to save you. He will. Mom and daddies, maybe you got some troubles. Young people, maybe you do in this midnight hour. Come lay it to the Lord Jesus. He can help you while we sing. Would you just obey Him tonight? Hey.